This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free to join us here. We're live, by the way. It is live, Free Talk Live, live throughout the holidays. So Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, we will be here and talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. At the end of the last hour, we were just getting started talking about the currency crisis in Venezuela, which you are now contributing to, according to the president of Venezuela, Daryl. You
gladly so
are part of the problem. You are purchasing the Venezuelan Strong Bolivar, as it is called, from some of the folks who are there in Caracas, and they shipped you a package which was shipped in a way that was clearly designed to make sure that the authorities did not discover that the Venezuelan Bolivar was being shipped out of the country, because I suspect that is some sort of criminal act.
Probably so.
At this point over
and
there.
And the FedEx documentation, because it actually has written on here, you know, what is in the package. Documents.
I guess you could call these pieces of paper documents, right? I mean,
yeah,
they've got a signature on them. And
they sent me, you know, like, basically an entire notepad. They just removed the cover of the notepad.
Right.
I can still see the little holes where there was threading or a staple of some sort through this, and the bolivar were inside the notepad.
And so that was being used to obscure anyone who might happen to poke into the, you know, open up the package, customs, to make sure. So anyway, interesting story there, because you paid, what, $20 for a stack of some of these bills?
$20, just over $20 for a total of 700 Bolivar Fuerte.
Yeah, so you got a few pennies worth of Bolivar for $20, and that is going to help somebody feed their family over in Venezuela.
And if I can decipher the address on the FedEx thing, I might just ship them a Christmas card with a $10 bill in it.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. Yeah, because you can get 2,800 Bolivar right now per U.S. dollar on the black market over there. And that number is expected to continue to rise. We'll continue to tell you more about what's happening in Venezuela. For a lot of people, it's going to be tough times, though, this Christmas.
Yes.
What's happening, and where's the story from?
Fusion.net has the story, and they say there's no point in hanging the stockings by the chimney with care, because Venezuela, sadly, has become a flyover country for Santa. Mm. Amid scarcity and a grinding economic crisis, many Venezuelan families have decided to just call off Christmas altogether. It's a grinchy ending to a disastrous year. Mm. For Johanna Flor and Luisa Marina Rodriguez, who live in the rough Caracas neighborhood of Petare, Christmas Eve will be just like any other night of 2016. Instead of gathering around a Christmas ham, the seven of them will ration out whatever food they have in the refrigerator. There won't be any Christmas presents to open after dinner, and nobody is expecting a Christmas miracle. Jonathan, who is 12, did not bother writing a letter to Santa this year. His younger sister, Kelly, is having a slightly more difficult time understanding why Santa isn't going to be visiting their house.
Wait a minute. Yeah, he is. Nicolas Maduro stole 4 million toys from a local toy warehouse. So every child in Venezuela should be receiving at least one toy from the socialist government, right?
In theory, but Joanna, the mother, says, I'll have to tell her that Santa isn't real, and it was me all these years. At least that way she'll understand the situation. The Rodriguez family has already given up eating three meals a day. The family business, an auto body workshop, was robbed earlier this year. Now the family is bankrupt.
Yep.
Joanna says her family spent more time queuing to find food than at home during the year. She got pregnant and spent hours standing in line to find diapers and infant formula for the baby boy she was expecting. Mm. It wasn't always like this, she says, not even under Venezuela's socialist regime. She said last year we were able to buy presents and new clothes for the children. But this year, they don't have enough money for a tree. Thanks to an exchange control system imposed by former President Hugo Chavez in 2003, many people had access to goods and services that they could not have afforded in an open economy. So for several years under Chavez, Venezuela's middle class could afford luxuries. But after oil prices crashed in 2014, the government ran out of money to subsidize imports. Price controls, along with the nationalization of hundreds of companies, had already crippled national production capabilities. The end result is massive scarcity in the country that hardly produces anything and
can no longer
afford to import products.
Are you saying that the government mismanages the companies that it nationalizes?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Shocking.
And it's not just what I'm saying, it's what the people in Venezuela are saying.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't have the right incentives to manage anything properly.
The story continues, even for people who make what's considered a good wage by Venezuelan standards are now also facing a sad Christmas.
Yeah, good luck repairing a car when it breaks in a economy like that where you're barely making any money. You can barely afford to buy what little food that you can find. If your car breaks down, I mean, first of all, it sounds like the repair shop can't even fix it because they got robbed and haven't been able, they don't have the funds to replace the stuff that got robbed.
Correct.
But even if the repair shop could fix it, you probably wouldn't be able to pay the bill of whatever the repair bill was. Let's continue this in a moment. Here we got your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark's in Stamford, Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was listening to what you were saying about Venezuela, and also I wish I had kept it with me. I'm a regular reader of the Wall Street Journal. I don't subscribe to it. I find it at work. Mm-hmm. And I was reading Mary Anastasia O'Grady's column about what's going on in Venezuela, and a lot of the stuff she mentioned about why the currency crisis is happening, the printing of money, and it's basically, my question is, when does it happen in America? Because the currency is just paper, it's basically toilet paper. It's accepted for to trade and barter with, basically, but I wonder, I know you guys are big fans of Bitcoin, and I have a little bit of the barbaric relic of gold and have access to cash. But I always wonder, when does it happen here? It's people have to realize that stuff in your pocket is just, they say whatever it's, you can build a $20 million note like Zimbabwe.
Well, inflation is happening here. I mean, the U.S. government is printing more currency and inflating the money supply. I mean, that is
true.
Right,
and it's actually, in the About Us on the Federal Reserve website is that part of the reason they exist is to maintain inflation. Now, what they try to do is have a 2% per year target for inflation, whereas right now in Venezuela, it's somewhere closer to like 400 or 500%. So your question of when does that happen in the U.S., I would say when inflation winds up being a lot higher than 2% per year.
Yeah, well, of course, those are the government numbers. Some people would say that inflation is more like 10% a year or whatever. I mean, it just depends on how you calculate it. And I'm sure the government is doing whatever they can to keep it as low sounding as they possibly can.
Right. And again, for the longest time, the Venezuelan central government was calculating inflation. And when they stopped, they were still saying that it was somewhere around like 70%.
Right. Now, as far as, one of the things that's happening there that's not happening here is the U.S. government is not pegging an exchange rate like the government in Venezuela. So the market is still setting exchange rates between the U.S. currency and other currency. And as long as that's allowed to occur, then we'll be in better economic shape than Venezuela. That has screwed up their country, in my opinion. And I'm not an economist, but that has screwed things up royally because it has basically meant that nobody can import anything because the importers cannot pay for the products that they need to import with Bolivar. They have to pay with things like U.S. dollars or euros or something else that actually holds value on the international market. And because they can't legally do that, You know, they're not allowed. You can't go into a bank in Venezuela, turn in Bolivar 10 to 1 and get U.S. dollars out. You can't do it. You can turn in a U.S. dollar and get 10 Bolivar, but they won't do the reverse. So it's impossible to do business in that place because of that currency restriction. As long as the U.S. government doesn't peg the dollar to some other currency as far as its exchange rate.
And allows us to convert the currency freely.
Yeah, as long as that continues, we'll not be in as bad of a shape unless they just start going insane with printing money, which they're not dumb enough to do that at this point. Mark, if you've got comments you want to continue, you're welcome to stand by here. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us that way. Also, Tipsy Elves. It's definitely too late to get anything in time for Christmas at this point. But you can still get 20% off of Tipsy Elves inventory, and that includes their collegiate design. So if you want a really ugly Christmas sweater, they've got it. In fact, we've got some here. We're not wearing them tonight in the studio, but frequently if you're watching the studio cam at cam.freetalklive.com, you will see that happening here in the studio because I think they're really great sweaters, actually. They keep me nice and warm because they're serious about quality and construction, while the sweaters themselves are all about fun. So they've got some ridiculous designs, some outrageous designs, some funny stuff over at tipsyelves.com. They got an all-new 2016 line as well. In addition to the ridiculous Christmas sweaters, they also have Christmas suits for men, holiday leggings for women, sweater dresses for women, pajamas for women, and right now you can get 20% off over at tipsyelves.com on anything site-wide, including their collegiate wear, which is a completely different line, but it's over there. Tipsyelves.com, use code FTL at checkout to save that 20%. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at the checkout over at tipsyelves.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Mark is still on the line with us here in Stamford, Connecticut. You'd ask the question of, well, you know, things are bad in Venezuela. The currency crisis is just ravaging people's lives. They're not quite starving, but many of them are very hungry. Some people are probably starving. It's bad over there. People are waiting in eight-hour long lines just to get, you know, a bag of rice if they're lucky. You know, to get
They're allowed to get two of whatever the store has,
whatever that is,
and they don't necessarily know if it's going to be rice or toilet paper.
Just have to stand in line and find out. So it's just insane. I think you told us the other night it was like 30-something hours per month the average Venezuelan spends in a line.
35 hours per month on average.
So that's, you know, that's bad. And, Mark, you were asking, you know, is it going to get that bad here? And if so, when? Was that pretty much your question?
Yeah, well, I'm one of the number of the sites I have on my my iPad, GCN, where I listen to you guys and other shows every night. And I don't want to just mention, you know, Zero Hedge, their website, and then it's funny to read the columns, the comments about the stories that they have on there, and there's, you know, there's always someone waiting for the collapse so we can go back to a gold standard or a barter system. But
yeah, I've been hearing.
The point I want to make is, if I could, just the government themselves, they really don't seem to care. I know this. They don't give a damn about the regular guy in the street. And when it's Venezuela and India, you see they arbitrarily banned the currencies in India. And the people that have the apps for mobile pay on your phone, their stock or their interest in those businesses has gone through the roof. And I'm just wondering if the finance ministers, the people that are in charge, you know, the powers that be, if they knew that, you know, for banning the currency in India, I know we're speaking of Venezuela, but and then having those apps, the business jump. Do the ministers have interest in the app businesses so they knew that they would make money because, you know, their stock would rise? I just don't trust. I don't trust the government, central banks, and I guess the larger point is, you know, you can wake up tomorrow, especially here, we have quantitative easing and central bank telling you what your currency is worth, and it's accepted around the world, and they could change in a heartbeat. You know, it's just it can be frightening sometimes. It's just, you know, something that's in existence and, you know, it's stable today could be gone tomorrow, you know.
So I'll answer the last question first about do the finance ministers of different countries have, you know, some sort of financial interest in alternative forms of payment. I don't know. You know, the only way that you would ever actually know is to ask those finance ministers, and whether or not they tell you the truth is, you know, sort of a crapshoot. But I would speculate that they probably do not. They're probably, you know, just making what they think are good decisions, but they're actually not. And then it winds up inadvertently, you know, helping some, like Google Pay or Apple Pay. Now, the first question that you asked about, you know, when's the dollar going to completely collapse? I've been hearing for almost a decade, people say, oh, it's right around the corner. 6 months, the dollar's going to be completely worthless. And you can only, you know, pay attention to the boy that cried wolf so many times before you realize, yeah, this is just somebody crying wolf. I really don't know. It could be 6 months. It probably won't be, though.
Well, let me just really quick go back to what you made a point about whether the ministers would be truthful enough to us. And then I started thinking, when you're talking about that, is look at the tax havens that were released with the Panama Papers. I don't think it got as much coverage in the regular media as it should have as far as the alternative media. I mean, you got ministers all over the world hiding their money in tax havens. At the same time, they're manipulating currencies and raising taxes on, you know, and to capital controls of the people, the populations of the world. So I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. And I guess I could just, that's just a comment. And is there anyone on Trump's team, anyone talking other than Larry Kudlow, about maybe going back to a gold standard? Because there was a fellow who ran in Jersey against Booker for a senator, and he was I forget his name, but he couldn't get people to pay attention to him if he set his hair on fire. And he wanted to put America back, slowly back on a gold standard. Do you think that would benefit us?
I haven't heard anything, but I don't pay close attention to the Trump
universe. I've not heard anything, and as long as there's fractional reserve banking, being on a gold standard doesn't make any difference than being on a full faith and credit of the United States military standard.
Now fractional reserve, for listeners that don't know, Daryl, what does that mean?
That's where, instead of having, here's $1 that is backed by this one piece of silver or gold or whatever, they'll say, here's $10 that are backed by this one piece, and we hope that, more than one of you don't try to come collect this piece of metal.
Right. Isn't it a 9-to-1 ratio where if you have $1 in a bank vault, they can loan out 9?
That's generally the example people give, and I've actually tried finding what the actual percentage is, and I think it's somewhere around like 8% reserve.
But many times the amount, several times the amount.
Correct. It's somewhere around 10, but it's closer to 11. Because 8% reserve, meaning that, for every, $1 that you have out, you have to have 8 cents of reserve to back that up.
Yeah, so it's basically a total scam. The fractional reserve banking system.
And fractional reserve banking, this is something that a lot of people that advocate for either a gold-backed currency or silver certificates, something that they fail to realize is that fractional reserve existed when the Treasury was responsible for printing the currency as well.
Mark, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. And what I would recommend to people who have similar concerns, like, you know that the government's going to continue to debase the currency. Now, how quickly, how desperate they are is another question. In Venezuela, they're desperate. They're adding zeros to the currency right now, supposedly. They're saying they've got pallets full of these new 500 Bolivar bills.
Well, they ordered pallets, but the U.S. government apparently confiscated or they're holding those somewhere.
They're claiming that they are at the manufacturer and they, for some reason, are delayed in being shipped over to Venezuela.
I thought they were blaming the U.S. for them not being shipped.
They may be blaming the U.S. somehow for that delay, but I don't think they've claimed that those have been stolen. That I've not heard. But you know that the government's going to debase the currency. That's what governments do. So what do you do about that? Well, gold and silver, not a bad solution to protect your value. Of course, we're seeing Bitcoin continuously rising over the last few months, which is very exciting. Over the last year, it's been rising in general. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, by the way, if you want to join us there. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you would like to join the Libertarian Party at the national level, we've got a free membership for you. All you got to do to access it is go to lp.org/FTL, that's /FTL, like Free Talk Live, because, well, the Libertarian Party is the third largest political party in the United States. They may not be as principled as I would like them to be, and the only way to change that, of course, if you care, is to go and get involved and try to change it from the inside. So if you're willing to do that, we can get you a free membership. Go to lp.org/FTL. That's LP, like Libertarian Party, lp.org/FTL. And again, the FTL should be in lowercase, and that'll get you access to their free membership page, which normally it's like $25 for a year. So
yes,
that saves you the $25, and you can still be involved in being a delegate, for instance, at their next convention in 2018. So head on over, lp.org/FTL. Let's go to Tom. He's in Baltimore, Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, Tom,
I hope,
go ahead.
Mark is safe at sea.
I think he's in Sarasota, Florida right now, but at some point he'll probably be hitting the seas.
Well, if he's listening, I wish him a Merry Christmas. I hope he's doing well. And Ralph, I'm glad he is doing well and is safe. We were worried about him for a while, and of course, he's got a big
You're talking about our regular caller, Ralph,
yes,
from
he's
the
got a
Philippines.
Big fan base, and he's not a racist. I know he comes across that way. In fact, about a year ago, I talked for about 20 minutes. I don't think you were there that night, and I think Campbell was there and someone else, but I did a whole thing with his white guilt thing. I know exactly where he's coming from, and like I said, he's definitely not a racist. I hope he heard that. If not, maybe he can go back and find it in the archive.
So what were you wanting to talk about tonight?
Well, I wanted to ask a question. If I could dovetail real quickly off the last caller, he's absolutely right. The money system is absolutely crooked and set up for the benefit of the bankers, which really are not even a part of the government. They say they're quasi-government, but they're private banks.
You're talking about the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
In fact, they make no bones about the fact that money really has no intrinsic value whatsoever. It's just paper that they've written that in their own literature.
Mm-hmm.
The only value it really has is what it can command in terms of goods and services. And as far as the fractional reserve system, they determine, that's why they say it's an elastic money system. They determine what that fraction is, so they can change it. And in a sense, they have you by the short hairs because they can take your money that you may have saved and they can make it worthless or they can make it more valuable. And that's really where we still bear the chains of slavery, regardless of the color of your skin. They are just doing it in a more technical and sneaky way. And in fact, as far as Venezuela is concerned, I kind of disagree that socialism can't work ever. In fact, I theorize that every government is, in effect, a co-op. Look at what Alaska does. You know, every government is run like a business.
No, it's not. Government is run like a business.
Well, it's run like a business that
whether
has
criminally,
no
whether criminally
to
or done customers. Properly, whether criminally or done properly, let me make that caveat, because I think most of them are run criminally, and that's why it doesn't appear that it's run like a business, because what they're doing is fleecing all the money from the system, and the people are not benefiting from that. But
well, right, and that's because they're not business people; they're thugs. I mean, they're criminals.
Right, it's run like a business where the customers have no option but to shop there. They get robbed, and then there's nobody to be held accountable. I don't know of any business in the free market that operates that way.
You can't operate like that in the free market,
right? So to say that they run like a business, yes, they run like a business that doesn't exist.
And well, they're running it like a business, but they're taking all the profit out of it. So that's the sense that I mean it in.
But it's still not fair to call it a business. I'm sorry, I don't respect.
I didn't call it a business,
Dan.
I said it's run
like a business. It's still, you know, to liken what government is to a business is to misunderstand what government does. I mean,
well,
government
it goes
is
far
the
beyond what a business does, Dan. But here's my point. Do you not think that they're that they have slush funds that are garnering interest and that
sure
they're investing.
Do.
Yes, they're making money just like a business would, but you're not benefiting from it. I'm not benefiting from it. In fact, if they go a step further to add insult to injury, they come after you. They won't even leave you alone to steal your money. They want to come after you and take more excise taxes and other fees and other penalties. So in every sense of the word, we're not free at all.
I mean, to go back to what you said before, that you think socialism could work somehow, I mean, no, the state is not like a business at all. If the state owns industry, those industries are going to fail. We've seen it again and again and again in, you know, communist nations, for
instance. Because of the criminality.
Hell, we even did a story that just a couple of weeks ago about the socialist-run
The restaurant, the Marxist restaurant.
Where they wound up having sporadic hours and people had to wait 40 minutes for a sandwich and then the restaurant wound up going out of business.
Guys, I'm talking in theory.
But the theory's no good. I mean, the theory of state ownership of industry is a theory that is going to fail because the state doesn't have the ability to respond to market signals like market actors do. People who
and
own
does
businesses.
A cooperative work?
Huh?
Does a cooperative work if it's private?
Well, it can, but not
all of them.
Of course
it can. Of course it can. And in every sense of the word, a government meets all seven guiding principles outlined in the International Cooperative Alliance.
The difference being force, though. If you're a co-op of a voluntary group, then that is, has a chance to succeed because you can leave anytime you want.
They're also not forced to join said co-op. There's a food co-op in Keene that I shop at on a regular basis. They have never once told me, if you want to keep shopping here, hand us $200 to join.
And they can't force you to shop there either. So.
Correct.
Well, let me leave you with this line. That'll answer your question about that, or at least address what you just said about you can, you're not forced, you can leave. There was a line in a movie that fictionalized Whitey Bulger from Boston, and Jack Nicholson played the guy. I can't remember the title of the movie, but what he said was, in the beginning of the movie, he had nothing against black people, he said. However, he said, you know what? Here's the thing with the black chappies, he said. He said, you know, I can't believe we have a president in Kennedy, an Irish guy, a Catholic, who made it to the top. He said, the only thing the black guys don't get is nobody's going to give it to you. You got to take it. And in reference to what you're saying about being free from government, if you want to leave it, leave it. You've got your firearms. You've got your free will. Do it. You got to do it. Nobody's going to
you can't leave
you free.
The government.
Huh? I think he's advocating that we just shoot politicians.
Well, that's not
no, I'm not advocating. I'm not advocating
then
that.
Then what the hell do you mean when you said you've got a firearm, just do it?
Don't make me have to be James. Listen, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying you've got free will. You've got a way to defend yourself. You've got to do it. Nobody's going to, if you're enslaved, nobody's going to set you free. You've got to do it. And I'm not saying.
To do what?
Well, if you want to be free from government, be free from government. There's
he's hinting
of,
at shooting
it
politicians,
does sound like violence,
but he's not going to say shoot politicians.
I don't support violence. I don't think that's going to get you free. It's going to get you killed.
Defensive. I'm not advocating going on the offensive. Listen, there's still many unincorporated
if you shoot a
areas,
cop that comes to your front door out of defense, you're still going to end up dead. Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You try to go to an unincorporated area, somebody's going to come knocking for some property taxes at some point. Violence is not the solution. It's Free Talk Live.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We do have Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support this show, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter the websites you'll find there, like Amazon. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You just click on to the right, Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase price. Actually, several percentages. I think it's like 7% is what their typical payout is on items there. So it makes a big difference for us when you shop through that link. And you don't charge, you're not charged more. You're paying the same great Amazon prices, getting the same selection, the same everything. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, and so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com.
How often do you wind up going through the list to see what people have bought? Do you ever do that?
Not anymore. I did, you know, in the early days, it was kind of fun to go through and just see what people were buying, and we've been on the Amazon affiliates program for like a decade now, so no, I don't really do that.
I only ask because there's a podcast that I listen to where it's a weekly podcast, and their after show is where they go through
and read
about what got purchased over the past week, and then
make
assumptions about the person that purchased said product.
Yep, that's true. Well, we don't see who the person is.
Right, you don't know who it is.
Right, you see the items.
You see the items. And they'll just jump to conclusions.
I see. That is funny.
Yeah, so they'll say, oh, well, you know, there were several different books that were purchased, and then there was a blender, so one of these was a cookbook.
Oh,
and
okay.
So, you know, like maybe the person's trying to make blender meals, and they jump to all kind of weird conclusions, and it's absolutely hilarious.
What was the show?
It's Sex and Science Hour, hosted by former Free Talk Live co-host Brian Sovereign and Dr. Stephanie Murphy.
That's a good show. I've heard it on LRN.FM, but I don't think I've heard it through to the end to hear that portion of it.
Yeah, it's in my playlist, and I'll just listen to the whole thing.
Cool. So, go to shop.freetalklive.com, and it helps us out when you do that. We'll talk more about Venezuela. You do have more to the story.
Oh, there's definitely more to this story.
Yeah, the difficulties of Christmas time right now in a place where it's hard to even get the most basic food items. Daryl will tell us more about that. First, though, it's James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
That's not what I asked the call screener to call me. I asked him to call me what Minister Daryl W.P.U. Perry called me on the air last week. A-hole, MF-er. I prefer that from the Minister Perry. If you would, Minister Freeman, you both enjoyed bashing me at length after you dumped my calls again, repeating a smear and an outright lie about me having three DUIs, and now I find out I've been arrested five times. And again, your studio audience seeing what they take after the lack of principle and integrity of the two loser ministers they listen to, and eat that shiite up that you lied about me, Minister Perry.
He's not even listening to you, James. At this point, it's just me and you.
No, he's not a good person. That's why he's not speaking. He outright lied about me, but I did technically get pulled over.
Why do you care so much? That's what I really want to know. Why does it matter?
Me a liar.
I mean, you're the one who keeps calling in time and time again. You're the one who continues to call this show. You complain that people pay attention to you. You complain that some of the listeners of the show have doxed you and have learned about your home address and have publicized your phone number or whatever it is that they've done. You complain about those things. You complain incessantly. But you're the one who brought all of this upon yourself by calling in and being generally a pretty rude individual, and you attracted all this attention to yourself, James. You really don't have anyone but yourself to blame.
I can prove that that's an absolute lie. Backtracking to where my...
Oh, why don't you have a good cry about it? Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. No one cares about your proof. No one cares about, you know, whatever the real story is behind whatever, however many arrests you have. No one's interested in that. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want, even if you're an obsessed, freak like that guy. So, Daryl, we're talking about Venezuela and the difficulties.
Not very many people are having a Merry Christmas in Venezuela. Matter of fact, most people are canceling Christmas. Even 40-year-old lawyer Viola Molina...
You know, if the lawyers are having a tough time, it's bad.
Who is struggling to make ends meet, says she's been surviving thanks to a savings of U.S. dollars, which she had for emergencies, but that money is being spent with care and is starting to run out. She says this year there won't be enough money for the Molina family to prepare hallacas, which is a traditional Christmas tamale. She says every year we made a batch of 80 hallacas. She remembers the tradition as being a celebration full of joy, food, and alcohol. She says, this year, we're only buying one hallaca per person. Other families are foregoing presents. Before the crisis, college professor Josefina Contreras says her family would gather on Christmas Eve around a tinseled tree skirted with presents. This year, she says, in years past, we used to buy presents for everybody. This year, we're doing a secret Santa so that everybody in the family gets at least one present. Caracas is also looking gloomy. There's a scarcity of Christmas twinkle, and the Galleta folk bands, which normally fill the holiday season with cheer, are no longer playing at malls and shopping centers. Christmas decorations never made it out of the box in many of the malls this year, and some stores are closed completely. Those that remain open are struggling. And there's a picture here of someone that appears to be at a Christmas tree stand of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
There are about half a dozen trees, and even the trees don't look that good.
They look pathetic, huh?
Think of Charlie Brown's Christmas tree with a few more leaves.
Okay.
And there's one guy standing there looking at the trees. I don't know if he's working there trying to stack the trees or if he's shopping for a tree. But the article continues. Mayudis Perez, a businesswoman who owns a clothing store in downtown Caracas, told me, that being the author of this article.
Where's the story again? I'm sorry.
Fusion.net.
Okay.
Told me that she sold only one piece of clothing the whole week leading up to Christmas.
That's bad.
It was a piece of women's pajamas. She said, normally this time of year you can barely walk around because of the crowds, but now it looks like a ghost town.
Oh, yeah. When we went to drop you off at the gym today, it was insane.
I've never seen a line of cars that long.
I haven't either. There's this shopping center here in Keene called the Monadnock Marketplace, and it's so poorly designed, but I blame the government for it.
Yes.
There's only one way in or out of the shopping center.
Even though there's two state highways that are very close to the back ends of the shopping
center.
Right,
the property is basically bordered by two state highways, and it's sort of on a corner lot, if you will. It's a very, very large property.
Yes.
So in theory, they should have been able to connect to both of the state highways, but I presume that it's some sort of state rule or whatever. So, probably some bureaucracy that got right. in the way of
and
them doing that.
The interesting thing, and I know the back area of that fairly well because
you've walked through it, right?
Well, I generally bike, but I have walked through there. There's actually a paved road that connects from behind the shopping center to West Street, which is one of the main drags throughout town. However, it's barricaded off on each side of the foot trail so that no cars can drive through to connect over to the residential area to West Street.
Wow.
So it would be very easy to just remove the two gated arms that close the street for the footpath to allow traffic to go out that way.
Yeah, if traffic could go out of this shopping center one additional way, it would have solved the problem today.
Yes.
But there was literally, I don't know how many cars it was, but there's like multiple buildings in this shopping center, and it's a long kind of open-air shopping
it's
center.
Probably, I would say, somewhere between a quarter mile to a half a mile from
length,
the road
yeah.
all the way to the back end of this shopping center.
The cars were lined up all the way from the front of the shopping center all the way to the back end of the shopping center, and I've never seen anything like that before. It was
right.
absolutely insane. It must have taken 20 minutes to get out of there and wait to get out of there. We ended up driving around behind the buildings and sort of snuck past the entire line, so we totally avoided it. But everybody else is just sitting there waiting, patiently waiting their turn to leave the shopping center. So yeah, it's crazy here. The United States is doing just fine as far as Christmas shopping is concerned. But if you're running a retail outlet and you only have one sale in the week leading up to Christmas, there's a serious problem. Daddy, you are not going to stay in business.
Another merchant from Dorsey, a popular men's apparel store, said his sales have dropped 50% compared to Christmas last year. In a desperate attempt to correct the situation, the government has forced some stores to slash prices, which have generated long lines of desperate shoppers eager to buy something cheap.
Which, of course, you slash prices below cost, which is what the government has forced them to do in a lot of cases, and that's going to put those businesses out of business as well over time. 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more coming up in Hour 3, Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat text support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's